You know, I think the first thing they teach you in driver's ed is not to overcorrect. What up, and welcome back to Smoke Break Sports. I'm your host, Kev. And today we're talking about the sunken cost fallacy and how it applies to the Houston Rockets. Okay, so let's unpack this unpleasant present that is the Houston Rockets offseason. So because Houston brass is are collectively are men and or women of their collective word, they made do on their promise to extend Chris Paul near the Supermax. And this has led to a ripple, at least one ripple. The biggest ripple being, of course, Trevor Ariza. Moving on down to Arizona, where they're putting together a nice little squad. They are gonna have a hard time contending for a playoff spot this year, but get a little seasoning on that steak, and it might sizzle next year. And Ariza is a great guy to help some of those young, talented players they have out in the wing learn a little defense, learn a little about what it takes to win. That dude's Johnny Cash, man. He's been everywhere out here. And yesterday, Luke Richard Mbamute, sorry for the horrible pronunciation, went back to the Clippers, which I don't understand, mainly because I don't know the money. I forgot to do my homework on the Prince Mbamute. Sorry about that one, guys. But so I don't know if this was a money thing, or maybe he just liked LA the way Kawhi seems to really, really like California. I get why the Rockets couldn't do it, though. The combination of giving Chris Paul all of that money and now Clint Capela saying they're about 40 million off. And people are drawing the comparison a lot to Zach LaVine in Chicago, where they waited for an offer, which Sacramento gave to LaVine. And then they matched it, so now they have LaVine at 4 years, 80 million. The idea being Houston will pay Clint Capela. They're just not going to give in to his demands. He wants LaVine money, they want to give him Nurkic money. They're thinking more of the 40, $50 million range. And what I think they're also holding out on is someone else coming to the table at, I don't know, we're just making up numbers here, but let's just say someone else offers him 72 million and he accepts that offer. Okay, boom. We will match that and we will keep you here. Much the same as Chicago did with LaVine. And so partially there's that. So there's the negotiation slash potential qualifying offer if a deal doesn't get worked out. So there's money in limbo with Capela, which means between that and CP3's money, your two lockdown wing defenders are gone. And it's been mentioned a lot today. I am late to the punch here, but I agree with this, so I will harmonize with Durant and LeBron out west. Kawhi, whether he plays in San Antonio or not, unless he gets traded to the East, you have to worry about Kawhi out there too. They have Tucker. He can go back to playing a little bit. Well, I mean, Durant is going to play stretch four. We keep hearing about how LeBron's going to be small ball five. At least I keep hearing about it. Be a small ball five kind of guy during stretches in LA now. So who knows? This may be a general overreaction that everyone's having towards Houston. They may know exactly what they're doing. They got Mbamute on the cheap for $2 million. I don't know what he's making now. I assume it's more than $2 million because if they could have kept him around for the league veteran minimum, I'm sure they would have just done that. But the idea now that they can sign Carmelo Anthony on aforementioned veteran minimum really seems like that idea we talked about in the intro. This seems like the Rockets, unfortunately, they may be a victim of circumstance here, and this is part of what happens when you're a good person. You know, you hold the door open for everyone, you're the last one in. Now we're talking about billions of billionaires and millions of dollars, so no one's feeling sorry for anybody here. But they, again, if they, well, they would have lost Chris Paul if they didn't make do, is my thought. Although, I don't believe he would have played in LA with LeBron. I think LeBron has learned his lesson there. And the more details that come out about he and Kyrie's hidden beef, the more I feel certain that LeBron wants players at a certain level. I don't think he wants to go the complete super team route unless he has a guy who's willing to play base. I didn't want to say second fiddle. Everybody always says second fiddle. Let the guy play a stand-up bass or a cello or something. There are other instruments that harmonize and play background parts. LeBron needs somebody to be a good tenor to his alto. Okay, I'm done. I think it's more important to him that he had, which, but I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong. Here I am, just not really selling you hard on it because Rondo. Rondo's an interesting X factor. But I just, I don't see, getting back to the point at hand with Houston and their problems as I dance around everything else. But the current issue, I think signing Melo, no matter how cheap he is a terrible idea for Houston. It's going to take away what it is that they do best. It's, of course, we can't forget his beef with D'Antoni. I tend to agree with those that think Houston's window is rapidly closing. I don't think it's closed. And we're... This team was a leg injury away from potentially... Because if they beat Golden State, they beat Cleveland. So look, we look at how close they got. It's been said over and over again. Well, Mbamute didn't play that playoff series. So, and Trevor Ariza didn't show up in Game 7. Now, he did a lot to help get them there. But still, I mean, it's not like they're... We're not talking about... Harden's gone, or even, you know, and they still have good guys off the bench. I mean, Eric Gordon's still a solid player. They still have players. They're stuck with Ryan Anderson, and that sucks right now. None of we wouldn't be talking about any of this if they could just get Ryan Anderson off their books. If they could find a way to Mozgov him out of town, wouldn't be talking about any of it. But this nonsense of Melo going to Houston, and the front that is CP3 pushing for him, I think he's smarter than that. Melo hasn't bought in to anyone else's system. We all know the story's old by now. We know how he forced his hand to New York early and it cost them all their assets and they still haven't recovered. He's part of their curse right now. And Houston... It didn't work with Scotty and Charles. Don't do it now with Melo. Find somebody else. Find another Mbamute, someone who to quote your own front office, outplays their contract. Stay away from this. Don't overreact. You're not suffocating yet. Don't hyperventilate. Find us everywhere at Bad Dinner Guests. Find the show. Twitter at BDGSPN. All right, Kev. All right, guys. I'm Kev, and I'm out of here. Hot damn.